This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Guys, this is the KNC masterpiece, and this Thursday we're going to be out at the Eagle's Nest. We're looking forward to everybody being out there hanging out with us and having a good time, and we hope that you can make it out there and see us. And I'm hoping that we'll have a lot more shows out in the community as we have a lot more show to do for you. Right now, we're asking, was there a positive out of the loss or out of this game? Not just of the loss, but 877-881-1053. And from the 817, considering how bad the game plan and play calling was, the positive is that we lost. Can you imagine if that play calling led to a win? Garrett would sit there and be like, did it right. The only way they'll fully commit to modern offense is if they see the results in wins and losses.
I agree.
That's a good point.
I agree. Yes, thank God that didn't work out in a 13-12 win?
Yeah.
Thank God. Because we'd be subjected to
this is the way we're doing it from now on, boys.
So the next time we play a big game, and the next time we play a big game, we're just going to run that out there. And then, well, the playoffs are huge. We got to go to that to do that. F! The only thing that would assure is that Jason Garrett's no longer the head coach. So if you want that, then yeah, let's keep going with that.
He's like, look at how many wins I've gotten over the last 3 years doing just that. If we got another win tonight, we can... Just shell up, baby.
Why does that not surprise me? That sounds like, having an evaluatory meeting with him must be infuriating.
One word.
I do think that there are times when this team is going to need to win a tough game like that. But if you never have to, then why put yourself in that situation? If you're the Kansas City Chiefs, do you ever think they're sitting there saying, you know what, let's go play this game in a way that is not conducive to what we do best?
No.
Andy Reid's going to say, how do we attack? And Jason Garrett, their game plan just didn't. And maybe it is. Maybe it is because they couldn't get anything going. Scott Linehan said that a couple times before. Last year, he would say, look, I'd love to run a couple of other plays that would do something different, but we can't even get the other ones we're doing right. So I can't call those plays until we're doing the good stuff right. But they've been doing the good stuff right. I don't know why they didn't stick with it. There were some good qualities out of last night's game. And I think one of them is Robert Quinn. And you saw it from the 409. That was the positive. Robert Quinn was a beast. He swatted a ball down, had a sack. He looked like a monster getting pressure and bending the edge. He was really good last night.
Yeah, okay. I guess I can...
What is that tone?
Yeah.
What is that?
That's my yeah, but we still lost. Like, I understand what the point of this segment is, and so I'm trying. I'm trying to hype myself up.
I don't think so.
You know, like, you're right, and that was me admitting. You know what? There were good things, because after a loss, I'm still in the 24-hour window of being upset. I just want to be upset and be like, we suck at football and we'll never win again. Like, I'm still in this mindset. If it was a Sunday game,
told us at the beginning of the show the Cowboys are fine.
Okay, well, what does he know about making the playoffs anytime recently? Not much. Oh, sorry.
What are you doing?
Okay,
you
we need to pay attention that everybody? He's the next coach to go if this season doesn't go well. Yeah, there's my truth bomb for you.
I mean,
Robert Quinn played great, and Rick Carlisle should probably be on the hot seat. There. You want my multi-sport take right there?
I didn't ask for it. No one asked for it.
Okay, well, you've met me before. I just verbal diarrhea all over the place sometimes.
But I seriously do think one of the biggest problems you had last week, Kevin, was the pass rush.
Yep.
They were inept. And
Robert Quinn, you're right. Robert Quinn did look good. And the other thing is, I thought Robert Quinn looked good in a variety of different, like, it wasn't just the exact same move every single time or the exact same, like, protection scheme every single time that it seemed like he was getting through. Or even if he didn't get through, it seemed like he was getting pressure in. So I was impressed by the, like, variety that he was trotting out there and giving you somebody who can, like, counterbalance off of Tank.
Now, one of the things about Tank, and if you were frustrated that he hasn't done more in the first few games, I went back and watched, and the double teams are rampant. Like, it's just like, hey, we're going to put two guys on that guy. We have to. And now what you're starting to see is they're trying to do a single with Robert Quinn. They have to honor both. And if Malik Collins and Tristan Hill can do anything up the middle, that's going to make this thing a lot more difficult to as the season goes along. But we have to see more from Tristan Hill. Can't just be like, no, we're not playing him tonight because he didn't practice well. You know, you got to get him out on the field and give him the opportunities to do it so that you can make that verification of, okay, this is what this guy is. This is how we accomplish it. But if you're trying to block Tank with a tight end, or if you're trying to block Robert Quinn with a chip, that's not going to be enough if you're coming at this defensive line. That's what I got out of this weekend. That was my only positive. Because, yes, we lost. It stunk.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it stunk bad because your offense didn't do anything. But Robert Quinn showed me that this entire defensive line is going to be looked at in a much different way because now you have to walk to the line and go, all right, where's Tank? All right, crap, where's Robert? Crap, where's Jalen? Where's Layton? You know, now you're starting to have to point around and go, that's too much for me to remember. Oh, I got to snap the ball.
I guess I will throw that out there as another positive then. I thought your linebackers looked closer to the linebackers that we all expected this thing to be. You know, like maybe it's still not 100% what you want there, but you saw Jalen with what kind of looked like it might end up being the biggest play of the game until it didn't actually end up being particularly relevant at all. Uh-huh. But yeah, no, I thought him and LVE looked better. There was a couple times I thought LVE looked better with the open field tackling because that was the thing that he was such a beast at last year. There's an open field tackle to be made. That's the most likely that you'll be able to break something on somebody. And he's like, nope, I'm going to shut it down right here. And so I did think that your linebackers look closer to what you expect them to be. And the fact that you kept the Saints out of the end zone is impressive.
From the 469, glad to hear y'all back on the air in the normal time slot. But the only positive out of last night's game was I blacked out and don't remember the loss that much.
Okay. That is a positive. I like that. I appreciate honesty. Kevin,
it's not so often that you get to hear the positives that come along with blacking out drunk. But
oh, man.
There are some here and there.
There are some times. But, yeah, no, I was pretty gone, too, by the end of the fourth quarter where I didn't actually go outside and throw chairs or anything. I was just like, I'm going to bed.
Mm. Okay, so that person doesn't remember. Somebody else texted in saying they didn't break their TV. Uh-huh. You didn't break anything either, so.
Right.
Yeah,
from the
that's an odd amount of positives.
From the 713, yeah, there is a positive. That game just reaffirms Garrett should be run out of town on a rail, and he should not be head coach anymore if he was involved in putting that play calling together. He screwed it up for everybody, just like he has in the past. And then Kevin down here, it says, positives, Tyron got hurt. Now we can go on a 6-game losing streak, and JG gets fired.
Yikes.
That's what people,
holy
Kevin, this team is 3-1 right now. This team is 3-1 with an opportunity to steal the NFC East and walk away with it pretty handily, and people are still trying to get Jason Garrett fired because of one game that we saw last night that we're trying to blame on the head coach.
Also, yeah, is anybody bringing that to Kellen?
Well, hold on. I'm going to get to that in just 1 second. But I think that, again, has a lot to do with, we talked about your perceptions of the Cowboys last week. What was your perception before? If your perception was that you think Jason Garrett sucks at everything, then that's why you think that he especially sucks now and this is his fault. And if you think that Kellen Moore was the only hope that can drag us out of this sucktitude, well, then that's why he doesn't take any of the blame, Reggie, because you're like, no, it couldn't have been. I mean, it's like when you try to trick yourself in a relationship that's going so terribly wrong. You're like, yeah, I mean, I know that she hooked up with my best friend, but she did tell me that he was, like, hitting on her. I mean, he said he wasn't, but, you know, why would she lie? It's like you convince yourself of the things. And right now, a lot of people feel like we're in a bad coaching relationship, and they will tell themselves whatever they need to not blame the hot new thing and instead blame the old bag at home. That's Garrett. He's the old bag at home.
What are you doing right now? From the
I'm
pretty sure that Jason Garrett texted this in from the 469. The positive was we didn't give up regardless of the loss.
Oh, my God.
It's true.
All right.
It's
still
true.
That's Jason Garrett, isn't it?
Sucktitude in a dictionary.
Yeah, you're going to find something different if you're looking that up online, I bet. Yeah, I mean, look, that's fine. I don't usually count that as a positive. We're like, we kept doing our job. But you know what? At a time like this, we asked for positives. They provided it. So thank you very much.
Guys, did I black out during this segment? Have we mentioned the fact that the Cowboys created a turnover?
I mean, it was an accident, but yeah. No, they didn't.
What? Accident or not, you didn't have very many of those last year.
Dude, and, you know, Jalen Smith's fumble force was an accident, too. Like, he barely got his fingertip in and knocked that one out a couple weeks, or was it last week against the Dolphins? But yeah, no. Hey, listen, you need luck on your side whenever you're on defense. Sometimes you need some luck. And that was an extremely athletic play by Cheeto. It was wonderful. And you know what? The timing of it was awesome, too, because it was right there at the beginning of the game. And that's a great time to go ahead and get that thing started. It's just, okay, now we did it once. Let's do it twice. Let's do it three times. And somebody was asking me, why do our cornerbacks never turn around? You watch them, they always have their face mask buried in somebody's chest with their hands up in the air trying to deflect a ball. And they're always defending with one arm. Why are they never turning around to get the ball? And I think it's because Rashard teaches them and trains them to play the player, not the ball. Now, you had the one time when Heath tries to go play the ball and he levels Allen Hurns and almost killed him.
God. Right.
But, like, I think that's one of the things is that if you go back and watch the Seattle teams, they were taught to strike. They were taught to hit. They were taught to be and dare referees to throw a flag on them. I dare you. Watch how physical I'm going to be with this guy. I dare you to throw a flag on me. And that's what I think Rashard's brought back here. It's not, hey, we're going to try and force all the turnovers. But we'll let Earl Thomas do those things with his instincts. But our cornerbacks, they're going to cover. They're going to shut down and lock down.
See, so that kind of makes sense because even with that hit that Heath hit on Hurns, when you saw Rashard go over to him, he was like, hey, yeah, you were just going for the ball. Good job going for the ball. That was a clean hit. And he was telling him about him looking for the ball. I wonder if it's just the safety's position to look for the ball and the corner's position to – hey, you need to make sure that guy doesn't catch ball.
Mm-hmm.
So that might be a thing.
You know what? I thought of another positive.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
Here it comes.
The team reminded me that Tavon Austin existed. I forgot he was on the roster. He had a carry and a catch.
Boom. Well, he wasn't on the roster most of the time because he had concussions and stuff.
Yeah, no, but I forgot he existed.
But he's always injured.
But
so
he is there.
Well, I mean, because they have to because nobody else was receiving the football.
Hey, that's the best I could come up with,
well,
all right?
What about this from the 214? My wife, who is from New Orleans, didn't say a thing and went straight to bed after the game. So I guess there's that. Like, she just was like, nope, not messing with him tonight.
Because she knows, right, that you're super mad. Okay, let me ask you this, though. Are you surprised that she didn't give you be less mad sex? Because I have noticed before, let's not pretend like this is not a thing, there's be less sad and be less mad sex. The women people out there, they know. They're like, oh, man, he's mad or he's sad. I know I can distract him. With a little
Oops.
Bit of this. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And it works because we're idiots. So absolutely. So I'm disappointed for that fella that he didn't get any be a little less mad hookup.
Is that the official title?
Yes.
A little less mad hookup.
I mean, but now that you think about it, you can think of various. I mean, everyone who's ever, I don't know, been a person can think about times like that happened.
Duke loses in the first round of the NCAA tournament.
Frequently.
Yeah. Hey, it is not frequently. There was a time.
Because R.J. Barrett took too many shots.
So many.
Yeah. So let's say Duke loses and your girl, she comes over and puts her hand on your chest and you're like, get away from me. And then she says, well, and offers it up. Is that, or do you need time to get the frustration out?
Do you want to know theoretically or do you want to know the time that I almost started a fight because of this exact same scenario when they were going to lose to Mercer and I was like, it'd probably be best if you just left me alone right now. And then she got mad about it and it was bad.
From the 214 and the 469, positive. We're reminded how much Gallup means and one more week to Gallup coming back. So those two are in consecutive texts right there. And that is a positive. The faster we can get him back, the more explosive this offense is going to be. We'll talk more about that later on this evening.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.